Hi, listeners. Stories have so much power, and so does whoever controls the narrative. It is time that we dissect and analyze these stories. I am Vipul, and this is Woke Tales. Hi everyone, it's January, which means it is the month of Capricorn and Aquarius. The ancient Greek zodiac sign of Capricorn is represented by a sea goat, and it is December 22nd to January 19th. An Aquarius, represented by water bearer, is January 21st to February 19th. Recently, Hindus also celebrated Makar Sankranti, which is considered as a transition day of sun into Capricorn. Now, the sun moves northwards in the Hindu calendar, and this day marks the first day of the sun's transit into Makar Rashi, also known as Capricorn. While some may promise horoscope predictions based on the movements of the stars, it is important to remember that it is the Earth that's moving. The reason why stars look like they're moving, both throughout the night and over the course of the year, is because the Earth rotates on its axis and orbits around the Sun. But before most humans knew that, they spent a lot of time thinking about what was happening up there in the sky. So astrology, which is looking for answers, signs, and predictions in the movements of the celestial bodies, has a long history of humans looking up at the stars to plan their lives. Farmers used the skies as a calendar as long ago as ancient Egyptians, when the rising of Sirius, the dog star, around mid-July was seen as a marker for the imminent annual flooding of the Nile. Travelers used the sky as a compass, following the stars to know where to go. And many people used the skies as a source of mystical direction too. There is often more than one story behind the symbols of the star signs. So here's a story each for Capricorn and Aquarius. And on that note, it's story time. The ancient Greek myth behind the zodiac sign of Capricorn. The myth of the sea goat, Phrixus. Phrixus was the father of all sea goats, intelligent and honorable creatures who could speak and think as humans. The young sea goats loved to leave the sea and soak up in the sun on the beach. The longer they lazed in the sun, though, the more they evolved from sea goats into regular goats. Their fish tails became hind legs, and the hot sun addled their brains, causing them to be unable to speak or think, essentially becoming the goats that we know today. Their father, Phrixus, after losing so many of his children to the land, where they became mindless imbeciles, devises a plan to stop them from ever reaching the shore again. Phrixus, who had been blessed with the gift of being able to reverse time, uses his ability and reverses time, which forces his children to return to the sea. Not affected by this reversal of time, Phrixus is the only one who knows what lies ahead for the sea goats and forbids them to put foot on shore ever again. Children will be children, and whatever Phrixus did, the little sea goats managed to find their way to the shore, where they once again became regular goats. The pivotal moment in Capricorn mythology occurs when Phrixus finally realizes that he cannot control the destiny of his children, and that trying to keep them in the sea will never work, no matter how many times he tries to start over. He resigns himself to his loneliness and chooses to no longer reverse time, instead letting his children live their lives out of their own destiny. In his misery, Phrixus begs Cronus, the personification of time, to let him die, as he cannot bear to be the only sea goat left. Cronus instead allows him to live out his immortality in the sky as the constellation Capricorn, where he can see his children from the stars, even on the highest mountain tops. And that is why the symbol of Capricorn is a sea goat. And now, the ancient Greek myth behind the zodiac sign of Aquarius, the myth of Zeus and Ganymede. In Greek mythology, Ganymede, a divine hero of Troy, was thought to be the most exquisite mortal youth you could ever wish to lay eyes on. Zeus, king of the Greek gods, upon spotting young Ganymede, who was around 15 years old at the time, tending to his sheep, thought exactly the same. It was love at first sight for Zeus. He had to have Ganymede at all costs. In ancient Greece, it was a norm for an older man to take a young boy as a lover. And so, Zeus transformed himself into an enormous eagle, swooped down on the unsuspecting Ganymede, hooked him up with his talons, and flew back to Mount Olympus with him. Once they arrived on Mount Olympus, Zeus made Ganymede his lover and a cupbearer for the gods, basically meaning their slave, responsible for keeping the cups of the Olympians filled to the brim with their special drink, known as nectar or ambrosia, the wine of the gods, which gave them stamina and kept them forever young. Ganymede put up with a lot until, finally one day, he could take no more, and in a fit of temper, empties out all the nectar from the jugs, which falls on Earth as torrential rain which floods the whole world. On seeing what had happened, Zeus raged and roared at Ganymede, but deep down in his heart, he was fair and on reflection, realized he had been rather hard on Ganymede. In return for his unfair treatment of the boy, Zeus immortalized Ganymede as the Aquarius constellation, which depicts a boy with a jug, or water bearer, which today is the symbol of the zodiac sign of Aquarius. Obviously, there are different versions of these stories, but I hope you'll find these two interesting. And maybe check out some stars and constellation tonight and see what you can spot. Even though the stars are just one of the many things in the natural world that human beings have turned to for answers over the years, the reason people keep turning to the sky is our tendency for self-selection, the search for interpretations that match what we already hope to be true. On that note, bye for now. Let me know your thoughts on the story and our discussion by emailing me on woketalespodcast@gmail.com or through social media at woketalespodcast on Instagram and woketalespod on Twitter. And please rate, review, and like Woke Tales Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe so you can easily access our weekly stories. If you have any story recommendations, or if you want to come dissect and analyze a story with me, give me a shout out on email or social media, because whatever you do, keep dissecting and keep analyzing.